I'm in Africa.
Hello, hello. Tutto bene? I'm Heather Maxwell. This is the English to Africa service on the Voice of America in Washington. This week, I've got a fantastic musical hour for you. It includes a great playlist of songs, as usual, from Nigeria, Malawi, Ghana, South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Guinea. Now, on a sad note, two of Africa's beloved musicians passed away in recent weeks. Renowned gospel singer from Malawi, Grace Chinga, and legendary Ethiopian saxophonist, Getachew Mekuria. I have special reports on these two great losses by Joab Frank Chakaza and Mestawet Arafao. On a happier note, Gwen is back with fan mail this week, and the father of Kizomba music, Angolan megastar Eduardo Paim, joins us.
Rosa baila como serpente escreve no chão a palavra rumba.
He sings and talks about his new upcoming album and what makes Kizomba and Kiduru and Luanda so special. So, ladies and gentlemen, kick back, relax, and enjoy this show. Yemi Alade with Ferrari. That was Yemi Alade with Ferrari. Track 8 from her sophomore album, Mama Africa, released earlier this year. Out of the warm heart of Africa, here's San B with his hit trending right now, Wamfavu, or God is the Omnipotent. The song goes, if you see the sun shining, the birds chirping, the moon shining, kids playing, all this and more is possible because of God's magnificent might.
Spiritually, all of creation we connect and unity is what will make it all better.
Bando inu nani dan, zalega ndipo ineza kutama dan. Satana nindan, abale zanzi kosi abale deka.
Simpavu zanga, ndiji somo jage. Dio baso jani waigapo mkono wage. Zigo lidi welusa diga menya nkondo yage.
Nevertheless, I live yet not I.
Paradise.com, no one can pay more.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. That was Sam B from Malawi with his big current hit, Wamfavu, featuring Nepman and Young K.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. So in a few minutes, you're going to hear about two beloved artists who passed away in recent weeks, one from Malawi and the other Ethiopia. But first, let's hear one more song that's full of life and energy. This is Ghanaian rap artist Edom's brand new single, Nyejilo.
Maven. From Niger to Ghana, Soweto to Kenya, I know them one by one. African girl, them bad by far.
Where the girl want? Stomping by the bar. Me no complain. Bike here, soon by plane. This type of girl keep my green. Some girl them think the boy is sin. Every day make money rain. This type of girl no in a yard lane. Some boy them bad. We listen here, no care. Not for garbage. Not for garbage. Special delivery.
From Niger to Ghana, Soweto to Kenya, I know them one by one. African know them bad by far. Straight from the garden of Eden, Picado has come here to tell them. All them girls me, I fear them. But now I can cook, I go tear them. I'm a bad man, fresh out the jet. Money no be problem, you can relate. Yeah. But when I spend up, I love the skirt, cause I'm gonna work that.
Nikki is so bad, every man complain. And she a rip up the man down street. She do it for the money and she do it for the fame. Tight body girl, good body shape. See the body too bad, the president pay. I hear say for leg on the boy so great. Bedroom bully, 2-1-10. You coulda be a porn star, you can't contain. Na kwa gabaji, na kwa gabachi, na du gabayashi. Kaka nuchu faga do dolenchi. Agba na kwa gaba aklerichi. Special delivery. Nyejilo, nyekpe, nyejilo.
Wow, man, that is a hot one. Hi, this is Dr. Max, and that was Go Get 'em, Edom with Nyejilo.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
It's time now to pause and pay respects to two fallen music greats. First, from Malawi, here's Joab Frank Chakaza reporting.
Grace Chinga. The the quintessential Malawian songstress moved many hearts with her deep and soulful lyrics. Her high-pitched wailing voice clawed at hearts of Malawians with a voice of rebuke, encouragement, and a call to repent.
Grace was not one of these popular musicians we see today, because Grace could take a biblical story and turn it into music and spread the gospel.
Born in 1978, Grace Chinga shot to fame in 1998, and her music immediately struck a chord with Christians who form close to 85% of the Malawi population. With 5 albums to her belt, her music had the energy and rhythm to appeal to a Malawian audience. But she could also go mellow. The passion she packed behind her voice was as powerful as the physical beauty her creator molded in her body. Grace was not free from controversy, the height of it being a highly publicized divorce in 2007, where she complained of no consummation from her husband. This divorce drove her into a de facto hibernation, from which she sprang in 2010 with a successful album which featured mostly songs with heart-rending lyrics. Disaster struck on the night of 16 March 2016, a day after she made what would be her last Facebook post, promising fans she would launch double albums shortly. Her close friend, also a musician, announced Grace's demise, only saying she died after a short illness. A post-mortem report was not made public, but her family said she had complained of a headache and collapsed. The rumor mill went into overdrive. How could a healthy person who was set to release her next album die so suddenly? Conspiracy theories began flying around, not unusual in this part of the world where belief in supernatural happenings is high. What was Grace talking about in this hit single, released a few days before her death, when she threatened to reveal names of powerful people who were getting fame and fortune through dark and suspicious practices? Maybe the forces of the underworld had taken her down, people whispered. But she was gone. Gone.
She was a great composer, great songwriter, great stage performer, and she had a beautiful, sweet voice. On top of that, I think she was an inspiration to many young, upcoming gospel artists.
Well, the passing on of Grace Chinga has been received with great shock and disbelief among musicians.
As the hot Malawi sun set on 19 March, the Henry Henderson Institute Cemetery in the southern city of Blantyre did not have enough space to handle the multitude that came to witness the ground swallowing one of the greatest female gospel artists to ever come out of Malawi. Grace, a mother of 3, had made people's bodies shake to her music, but now many heads were shaking in disbelief. What could have taken such a powerful and energetic artist who was just reaching her prime? From Lilongwe, Malawi, this is Joab Frank Jakaza.
Hello, everybody. This is Heather. We just learned of Grace Chinga's passing. God rest her soul. And now here's VOA broadcaster and musician Mestawet Arafao to honor another great artist who recently died, Geta Teo Mekuria. He passed away on April 4th, 2016, and was 81 years old.
Geta Teo Mekuria is the first person who introduced saxophone in Ethiopia, especially in Ethiopian tunes. His tone is different than other saxophone players, and he is well known because he usually plays the pentatonic, especially the Bati minor ቀኝት This is Bati. He is well known with this qenyet because in this Bati qenyet he raised the fifths sound and played it as normal and everybody likes it. That is his identity. His song, it is like cultural music, but he played it with saxophone, shillela, and fukara. Shillela is a war song. And so when he plays shillela, everybody, even me, wants to go to the war because he gives you a strength and he motivates you. So everybody knows him by these songs.
Another thing that Mercurio was known for, in addition to his Bati scale or qenyet with the raised fifth, was his ferocious dedication to the shillela tradition. He often appeared on stage in a warrior's animal skin tunic and lion's mane headdress. Mestawet explains further.
That outfit is when somebody is going to war or to kill some animal or something, that is the outfit. So he is like introducing the war and motivating to protect your country, and that's what he's doing. I think most who knows him feel sad because he's entertainer. He's one character who is like pure Ethiopian.
May Grace Chinga and Getachew Mekuria both rest in peace. Hey, hello everyone, this is Heather and you're inside Music Time in Africa.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate, you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, for me his family.
One Facebook fan, Chinula Mandla, recently sent me a message. He's a student journalist from NUST University in Zimbabwe and says he loves my show. Thank you, darling. Chinula also loves this South African song, a current hit called Ngud by Cuesta and featuring Casper Nyovest. I took a listen myself and guess what? I love it too. Thanks, Chinula. Music Time in Africa.
Trying good, but I'm a bunch. love in a groove. Il a la vue. La voix juste. Il a la vue. La voix juste.
Hey, je vous ai l'air dans ce manioré. Fais le combat.
Questa with Casper Nyovest from South Africa.
It's music time in Africa.
Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Hey, it's fan mail time. And heads up, after fan mail is my interview with the amazing Kizomba and Kiduru master, Eduardo Paim. He sits with me and talks about his new album, about the Angolan music dance styles known throughout the world now, Kizomba and Kiduru. And Eduardo also explains what he was doing here in Washington, D.C. He's joined by his spokesperson, Gil Inglés. There's more great music, too, so stay tuned. Hello, Gwen.
Hi, Heather.
It's great to see you. I know it.
It's nice to be back.
Yeah.
And I have fan mail for you.
All right.
All right, let's get started. From Facebook, Gabe Jonathan posted this. Hi, I'm listening to Music Time in Africa. It's a great show. Thank you. From Nigeria. Wilfred Nirongo, also from Facebook, wrote, a great experience altogether. You are indeed giving us the most valuable African aroma.
Aroma.
Please play me Wuwingeri, done by Zimbabwean icon Oliver.
Oliver Mutukudzi.
That's it. And he writes, I'm Zeal from Zambia.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, Wilfred, I will play you that song, Rirongeri, a little later in the show, so stay tuned.
All right. And speaking of Zambia, you got another message from there from Joseph Zulu. He had a question for you. He says, I enjoy your show, but why don't you play music from Zambia?
Oh, that's a good question. And he's right to ask. The answer is we lack music from Zambia in our libraries here. So usually I update music country by country by going to those countries and getting music from artists or going to local shops and buying the most recent music. But I haven't been to Zambia yet. I plan to go. But in the meantime, Joseph and other Zambians listening, like Wilfred and others, please send me your favorite music. They can do that, Gwen.
Yeah.
They can send it to me by MP3 email. So let's start there and get some more Zambian flavor in this mix.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on to the next one. Amara Henry has this simple message. Hello, Dr. Heather. MTIA keeps me happy while listening. The African drums, rhythm, thank you. And now, Heather, you interviewed Mokumba a few days ago, an
yes.
Afro-fusion band from Zimbabwe.
I sure did.
You did that here at VOA.
Yep.
Well, here's what some people were saying about it. When you posted the announcement that they were coming, Trust Team Yoni said, never heard of them, but pretty much looking forward to hearing their vibes. And Musanda Kambi Kambi wrote, Zimbabwe music, I like it. I am a Zambian who likes Zim music.
Mm, another Zambian.
That's cool. Right.
That's cool.
So Mokumba had a concert here, too, in the city.
Yes, they did. Excuse me. At the Hill Center on Capitol Hill.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he filmed it live and posted a snippet of that on Facebook. So here's what people said about that. Kasiva Matua from Nairobi wrote, you finally met this whirl of energy. Watched them at the Rift Rift Valley Festival and I cried. Mokumba is just,
She literally writes sigh.
Sigh.
But you know what? She's right because they dazed and amazed me.
Mm.
They really did. Yeah. I didn't cry, but pretty close.
Did you sigh?
Yeah.
Okay. Kudakwasi Ziwoni posted, they played it the Zimbo style. Go Zimbabwe, go! These guys just rock! And Brian Hoka wrote, keep on flying Zimbo flag, Mokumba.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
And when they see the full concert up on YouTube, they're going to love it. And we'll read more of those comments.
All right. Well, so, that's it for today.
Yeah, that is it.
Yeah.
Well, it was great to have you back, Gwen.
Good to be back.
Yeah. And thanks, everybody, for sending in your fan mail. And keep it coming.
This is Music Time in Africa. And now here's that whirl of energy from Zim, Mokumba. that was Mokomba with Mangogo, my favorite track from their 2012 album, Rising Tide.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa.
Nobody.
Time now for my interview with a masterful kizomba and kiduru artist, Eduardo Payne. He joined me in the studio earlier this week with his spokesperson, Gil Inglés. All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather on Music Time in Africa, and we're listening to Grandambaya. This is by an artist from Angola, very well-known artist, Eduardo Payne. And it just so happens that we have him in the studio right now.
Hi.
Oh, Eduardo. Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm very happy to be here for the first time. And so I'm feeling very, very good, very nice.
Well, that's excellent. And you also look very good and very nice.
Oh, yes. Maybe it's the first time here.
Oh, he's got a beautiful hat with a feather and a nice jacket, matching jacket. Very suave.
Thank you. Very cool. Thank you.
Yes. And we also have Gil Inglés.
Indeed, indeed. And thank you for having us. Thank you for supporting Angola in this great effort as we celebrate the month of reconciliation and peace in Angola. So it's a pleasure to be here.
That's great. Well, that brings me to my first question for you. What are you guys doing here in Washington?
We are here for a Kizomba Summit Festival. The White House Kizomba Summit is actually the festival that brought us here. But the primary purpose of the father of Kizomba, as we like to refer to him, is to basically put that accent of authenticity in Kizomba music.
Because it originally comes from
Angola. Yes. Luanda.
Luanda specifically.
Yes.
And you were really one of the originators.
Yeah, okay, but what I can say is maybe 35 years ago, I couldn't imagine that the Kizomba today will be what it is now.
Let's listen to a little more of Kizomba. Can you turn the music up? As como fazia antes, puxa a memória do antigamente. Não há outra o sentimento, ginga no corpo branco que sente. No puxa a chorar, a dar, embalar, mas correga meu mano. Até que a focolo dance no salão. So let me ask you a little about Kizomba.
Sure.
So Kizomba is connected to what used to be Zouk and Kompa. Right?
That is correct. Kizomba, as we know it today, has several influences. And those other genres also have a little influence of Kizomba. Because when we talk about the history of Kizomba, we're looking at an African genre of music that has evolved with time, has become globalized. So the same way that it has borrowed from other genres have also borrowed from it. But its origin is definitely Angolan.
This is Heather Maxwell in a sit-down with Eduardo Payne. Here's his spokesperson, Gil Inglés.
The same man that actually makes the formula for Kizomba, which is Eduardo Payne, is also the same individual that accidentally pops up another big genre of music in Angola, which is Kuduro. Saite!
This is Heather on Music Time in Africa. Now, you're listening to an interview with Eduardo Payne. Next, he describes how he accidentally created the popular Angolan music style, Kiduru, by making a simple programming mistake on his keyboard during a live concert one night.
It is a result of an accident. because I was changing the pattern, but I forgot to switch off the mode pattern, and I was in mode tempo. So I was looking for the 140 pattern, and I wrote 140 tempo, and I was in performance in life. And I start the machine, and when I stop it, the public put again. So
they basically
in this form, Kuduro was born.
Oh, that is great. Where was this, in Portugal or was
no,
this
in Angola?
In Angola. Wow, wow, wow. What a great story. This is Heather, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa. There's more conversation and music with Eduardo Payin, but first, here's Rirongere, that Tuku classic requested by MTIA fan Wilfred Nyirongo.
Rirongere by Oliver Mutukudzi.
It's Music Time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
musictime@voanews.com.
Hi, here's a brand new song from American Ghanaian duo Joe Driscoll and Sekou Kouyaté. It's called Tokiera. Everybody, this is Heather, and that was the first single from Joe Driscoll and Sekou Kouyaté's second upcoming album called Monistic Theory, due out May 13th worldwide.
Music Time in Africa.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter at Music Time Africa, or blog at blogs.voanews.com/Music Time in Africa. That's blogs.voanews.com/Music Time in Africa. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists and discover new ones too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or shout out. Artists, send in your music videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com. Can't wait to hear from you.
Well, it's time to return to Eduardo Payen, my featured artist for the week. All the way from Luanda, Angola, the father of Kizomba came in and sat with me here in the studio in Washington. I ask him here what instruments he plays, and I get in return a beautiful a cappella.
I play a little bit guitar, a little bit piano, a little bit drum, a little bit...
But primarily you're a singer.
The prime instrument was a guitar.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the voice, of course.
Well, the voice is a feeling, you know.
Yeah.
I sing what I feel. Yes.
Yeah, it sounds good. Can you sing a little something right now?
Yes, I can. Rosa baila como serpente, escreve no chão a palavra rumba. O rosa sente o balanço cadenciado e o torrar da tumba. Há quem diga que rosa baila também é porque ela fez macumba. Rosa baila e faz inveja muita quilumba. Rosa baila.
Rosa baila. Who's
Rosa baila.
Rosa baila. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Hey, you sing nice, eh?
Let's go.
Yeah. Rosa Bye. Baila. Dun, 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 dun. Baila. Rosa baila.
Ah,
até cotas dos anos 60, apreciadores e bons dançantes. Vendo Rosa bailando, relembram então como é que faziam dantes. Há quem diga que Rosa veio substituir Joana Pernambuco. Rosa baila e faz inveja todas as quilombas.
It's gorgeous. I wish I knew what you were singing about. I know it's about a woman, right?
Yes, a woman, a dancer woman, you know.
Yes.
It's the story of, in Angola, we had in the past one woman, a very big dancer.
Oh.
Her name was Joana Pernambuco.
Joana Pernambuco. Right.
In the present, I need to create another Joana Pernambuco, you know.
Yeah.
Then I create Rosa Baila for the
continuity
of Joana Pernambuco. Pernambuco.
You mean by creating, you mean you discovered
a singer? Yeah, because Rosa Baila doesn't exist.
Well, actually, it's a fictitious
part of our story.
Joana Pernambuco, in the days of the old Samba, the older generation, she was a very great dancer of what we at that time used to call Passada.
E é preciso lembrar que era aleijada.
Right, and she had a deficiency on one of her legs, so she walked with a limp, which is the slang for Pernambuco, which basically means you limping, right? And basically what happened was, in order to give continuity to what Joana Pernambuco was, a very good dancer with a limp on one of her legs, Rosa Baila is born out of there and she gives continuity. So Rosa Baila is basically the Kizomba version of what Joana Pernambuco was for the traditional Samba and Passada.
Interesting. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Wow, we're getting deep now. We're
yes,
getting
we
deep.
Are.
Oh, that's so great.
He does have an album upcoming.
What's your album?
The new CD that is about to come for
yes,
40 years.
Yes, it's a new CD with 16 new songs, always talking about my life, the life of Angolan people, a little bit what happened in all the world, you understand? Yes, is also one way to show what's happening in Angola, in the world music of Angola. Kizomba today is not anymore the same of 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know.
So are your sounds very contemporary, or is your new CD still sort of classic Kizomba?
No, it's a little bit of the two situation,
okay.
Because
great.
The time is running, and I must also respect this.
Yes.
But I don't want to lose my energy, I don't want to lose my feeling, you know. My mind is always young.
Yeah. I can see that in your eyes. You got a sparkle. He's got a sparkle in those eyes.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Ay, 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 ay. Sarrabulle la canción. Mame.
This is an interview with Eduardo Payen. We're listening to Tase Ben, track 5 from his 2015 album E Tu Mudiegi. It features Jacob Desbarrio.
Caballeros a esquerda.
Eduardo Payen, ladies and gentlemen. I've had the pleasure of sharing my warm sit-down with him from here inside our VOA studios earlier this week. I'm going to conclude today's program with the rest of my interview with Eduardo and his infectious music. One more question.
I haven't
been to Angola yet, but
yes.
I really would like to go because your music seems so exciting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It is.
Yep. So tell me, what is the music scene like, say, someone comes to Luanda for the first time and they want to go out into a club and hear some music. What are they going to encounter?
Oh, they're going to encounter probably, I would say, the richness of Lusophone Africa there. The sound of Kizomba, the Semba, the Kuduro. The Kuduro is really the portion that captivates people normally after 12 midnight. Mm-hmm. That's when Kuduro starts to bounce. Mm-hmm. And Kuduro would be the equivalent of house music here in America. Very popular. And of course, all the other genres also. Mm-hmm. So you encounter a diversity of music in which you find just about a little bit of everything for you to entertain yourself. So you will not be bored. And of course, you got to catch an Eduardo Payen show live. That's definitely a given.
Does he have a weekly show?
You know, he has dates actually in which he appears. And
okay.
And I would say this. You probably want to make the reservation for that ticket way ahead of time, because on the same week, you cannot buy the ticket.
Oh, right. Okay.
He sells out the venue right away.
All right, well, I'm going to get his private number before
Please
we leave.
Do. Yes, indeed.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, listen, it was such a pleasure, Edward Payen.
Yes.
And Guy L'Inglaise.
Thank you very
Thank
much,
you
Heather.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's time to say goodbye this week, my friends. Big thanks to Eduardo Payen and Guy L'Inglaise for their fabulous interview. And to Joab Frank Jacaza and Mestawet Arafao for their special reports on the passings of Grace Chinga and Getachew Mekuri. Also, thanks Gwen for the fan mail, and thank you, fans, for sending in your stuff. I hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in again Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Peace and love, Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America.